What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Okay, 5 o'clock. Good to have you. Mike Stone with me. Rico on vacation. We've talked a lot of football today, honestly. We're going to bring it back. You want to reimagine this Lions thing? Go ahead, Mike. I mean, you know where I'm at, but I'm interested. You have a different spin on this.
Are we doing your...
No, we're doing what you want to do. You've been in a bad mood all day, and I'm going to turn that frown upside down. Now, go ahead.
The Lions, I believe, and we're talking Trey Hendrickson here, correct?
Tom Pelissero reporting. Mm-hmm. Bengals are listening to a trade. For real.
Yes.
And several teams have reached out with offers. That's where it stands. Lions are not reported as one of them.
Correct.
We don't need to go down this road again.
No.
But you have a different thing you want to do.
Yeah, because what it's going to take, I think Diana Rossini said the asking price was a first-round pick and a young defensive player. Okay. Hypothetically, because we don't think they would do it. Okay? We have to throw that out right there. Would you, as a Lion fan, 248-539-9797. Here's the question. Would you rather have two elite defensive ends or two elite safeties? In saying that, the other question is, would you, and it's no, shade thrown at this person because he's really, really good, all right? Would you trade Brian Branch and a number one pick to the Cincinnati Bengals for Trey Hendrickson on the assumption that he's going to sign for multiple years? And my answer to both my little questions is yes. As good as Brian Branch and Kirby Joseph are, probably you might find another pair somewhere. Probably the two best safety combinations in the National Football League, if not the best one of them. Top two or three, right? Would you trade, would you rather have that or Hendrickson and Hutch, the 2H club? And the answer is yes. I'd rather have Hutchinson and Hendrickson. Because I think the safeties, as important as they are, if the quarterback can't throw the ball, what good is a safety, right?
The problem I have in all of this, and I'm not going to bring it back to where I was with the topic earlier. The topic earlier, if you missed it, was just simple. Are you okay that this team's not all in? That they are one of the best teams in the league, but they're not all in and doing everything they can to win a Super Bowl. They're just not. And they hide behind, well, you don't understand the cap. No, we understand it just fine. Well, we have bills due. Well, a lot of those are self-inflicted. Nobody told you to sign all your own players. And also, oh, well, why can't you just be happy with Hutch? Well, because there's an opportunity to go all in and create a monolith.
Right. We're not making up the fact that this player is available.
Correct. Look, Mike. On surface, I don't hesitate from your question because there are very few players that are non-starters for me, right? Very few players are untradeable. You know, I'm not trading Penei Sewell. I'm not trading my quarterback. I'm not, you know what I mean? Those players are untouchable.
Right.
Like, I'm not trading Aiden Hutchinson. When you get down to it, you know, you have to look a little bit ahead, which is, am I going to pay Brian Branch? Jack Campbell's another guy. You know, you can say it's Jack Campbell's defense, but if the Bengals called, and mind you, the Bengals got rid of Jermaine Pratt, their team captain and a linebacker. They have a need at linebacker. If they called and asked for Jack Campbell in a one, it's not supposed to be an easy decision based on you're acquiring an all-pro guy who led the league in sacks last year player. And you do have to pay him and pay him real money. Now, that doesn't bother me, and there are where there's a will, there's a way. But I think it's asking the people is more impactful because, for me, I don't get attached to players. Players are commodities to me. There are no you don't get attached to it. There's nothing emotional there for me. I don't wear the jersey. I don't worship him. You know, you don't want to know most of the players in pro sports. You'd be very disappointed at the reality. So for me, they're nothing more than commodities. They're production quotients. And I'm willing to trade. I'd trade my mother for a Super Bowl. So I'm not the person to talk to. Talking to the listener, they're going to have more of an emotional attachment.
Right.
For me, it's a no-brainer. Because ultimately, there is nothing that Brian Branch will do that would remotely compare. There is nothing that the 26th pick in the draft will do that will remotely compare to the down-in, play-in, play-out effect of reinvesting in Aiden Hutchinson with Trey Hendrickson would have. I would argue to you, the only comparison for this, I have two. If you want a historical one, I'll offer you the Broncos with the Defoe line that was DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller in his prime. Super Bowl, and you couldn't block them. If you want the modern equivalent, it would be what Houston has put together with Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if the refs didn't bone them seven ways to Sunday, they beat the Chiefs. As injured as they were, Chiefs couldn't block them. So I'm a yes. I'm not flipping about it.
No.
I love Brian Branch, but yeah, I do that deal.
248-539-9797. Would you, Lions Nation, make that trade?
I don't think they would. I think they're happy paying increased prices and just staying good, and they're happy ESPN talks about them. I don't think they're all in to win a Super Bowl. I don't think this fan base even understands what's going on.
Kevin, what's up?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Basically the way I see this, you know, with you guys said Parsons and Hendrickson, you know, if for Hendrickson, so it's all about Parsons for me. I'm getting excited just thinking about it. I'd give up three first rounders for him and call me crazy.
But he's not available.
I just feel that.
I
thought you guys brought up Parsons.
No.
Okay, well, for Hendrickson.
Yes.
Okay, well, for Hendrickson.
Hendrickson's a part of the Pelissero report.
Right.
Where, Kevin, they're listening to trade offers.
Yes, and like you were saying, like I would give up a first and Campbell, and I wouldn't even think twice about it. I wouldn't give up, I don't know, it'd be difficult to give up Branch, but honestly, I do truly believe there is a window with teams, and I think I would make the trade then. I would do it, a first and Campbell initially, but if not, then I would do Branch because it's all about the pass rush up front, and people can say, you know, well, the Bears traded for Khalil Mack years ago and didn't win anything. Well, he didn't have anyone opposite him that was ultra talented. So
they didn't have a real good quarterback either.
Well, yeah, but it's just like you think Hutchinson and then Hendrickson on the other side. And I mean, now's the time to win. It's now.
And you would create something that I think is just a non-negotiable. You would create something very similar to at the peak when Dallas had their great O-line together with Tyron Smith in his prime and Zach Martin in his prime and Travis Ferguson before he got sick and had to retire from football. Like, though creating those types of units, those types of positional groups, it's very hard to do.
Yeah.
And it is cost prohibitive. There's no question.
It's scary for the other team who has to sit and prepare for this.
Correct. But again, I think anything but a Super Bowl is a failure at this point. You know, we've gotten the playoff victory and we've gotten the national praise. We've gotten the primetime games. We've won a bunch of regular season games. There's nothing else. And at the end of this, they're going to enter this season with $42 million in cap space. Oh, that's going to be Hutch's money. Yeah, well, great. But the money doesn't roll over.
No.
And ultimately, you can create more cap. Do you know how much the cap went up this year, guys? Almost $25 million. Even if it goes up half of that, it will go up more in a two-year span than what it would cost you to get Trey Hendrickson. Just on increase alone, the cap is headed for $300 million next year. So I don't get why you wouldn't go all in and try this. You know, there aren't teams with the cap space to do it, meaning the Eagles have already leveraged themselves to a point. And look, they got two Super Bowls in this window and right. appeared in a third. Okay. It worked for them. Eventually, you get to a point where the cap's real. No doubt. That's how they had to let Milton Williams go. That's how they had to let Josh Sweat go. The point I'm making is you're not at that point. And you've decided to keep everyone at every turn. Well, guess what? You're not going to keep doing that for long.
Right. And as good as Williams and Sweat are, they're not superstars.
No. And that's the problem is ultimately you planted a flag with Kirby Joseph in the secondary. You can't pay everybody.
No.
So if they wanted Brian Branch and picks, sadly, I'd give you him, his mouthpiece and his helmet. And it's time. I want the Dominators up front.
Me too.
Especially if you look at what the D-line would be on a play and play out basis of Trey Hendrickson, Aleem McNeil, Tyleek Williams, and Aiden Hutchins. That's really, really scary.
And you could actually use Davenport to give these guys a little breather.
Well, there you go.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.